A Jewish Journal article. Sinai Akiba Gala. Israel Excel Mission. Shai Davidi. Inclusion Shabbat. In early February, a Birthright Israel Excel mission with local community members took place. Participants of the special and first of its kind intergenerational trip to Israel included Birthright Excel fellow Dylan Marmer and her mother, Allison, who are from Los Angeles. While our goal is the Excel Fellowship is developing Jewish business leaders, connecting as a Jewish community with Israel is a cornerstone of the Excel experience, Birthright Israel Excel Executive Director Idit Rubin said. At this most difficult time for Israel, the instinct of the Excel community around the world is to stand by their Israeli peers, literally on the sacred ground in Israel. We conceived of this first-of-its-kind intergenerational mission to Israel to enable our Excel fellows to bear witness to the tragedy arm-in-arm with their Israeli peers and take in the remarkable resilience of the Israeli people, with the hope that we'll carry the nation forward, until we dance again. This highly impactful mission came following the October 7 massacre and in response to a growing demand from parents of Birthright Excel participants to be more involved. During the recent trip, 16 fellows as well as 7 parents visited Sheba Medical Center, Kibbutz Kfar Aza and Israel Defense Forces, IDF, bases. They also met with IDF officers. Birthright Israel Excel is a prestigious business fellowship for second, third and fourth year college students across the world and who are pursuing careers across a wide spectrum of industries within business and technology. Honoree Rob Galperson, Center, Sinai Akiba Academy Head of School Lauren Plant, second from left, and Gala co-chairs. Courtesy of Sinai Akiba Academy. On March 2, more than 300 Sinai Akiba Academy, SA, friends and fans attended the Studio 55 Anniversary Gala, celebrating the Jewish Day School's 55-year legacy of excellence in Jewish education. The 70s-themed evening was organized by Gala co-chairs Laraz Harari, Elian Aheb Shalom, and Shelley Shapiro, whose vision and leadership helped the school raise nearly $500,000, part of which will go to the creation of a brand new Mark Becker patio, an outdoor learning space on Sinai Akiba's fourth floor. Mark Becker, SA class of 2000, passed away in 2023 after a tireless fight with cancer. In a statement, SA said it looked forward to honoring his legacy on its campus for generations to come. The school also honored SA board chair Rob Galperson with the 2024 Leadership Award, recognizing his unwavering commitment to Sinai Akiba and the Sinai Temple community. This evening would not have been possible without the gala committee, the school said, as well as all of the generous gala sponsors. Shai Davidi speaks at the stand with this conference. Photo by Ryan Torek. Shai Davidi discussed the challenges of diversity, equity and inclusion before a group of high school and college students and community members at a recent Stand With Us, SWU, conference in Los Angeles. We as Jews, as Zionists, fall through the cracks, Davidi said. Over the past several months, in the wake of the October 7 attack against Israel, the Israeli assistant professor at Columbia University's business school has emerged as one of the strongest critics of anti-Semitism at Columbia University. In October, a video of him denouncing the university went viral. In the video, he condemns the university for allowing pro-terror student organizations on campus. He appeared in LA earlier this month, when he was one of approximately 80 speakers at the SWU conference, which was held from March 1 to 3 at the Hilton LAX and drew about 500 college and high school students from around the world. Davidi appeared in a conference breakout session with SWU campus strategist Shira Gould. An inclusion Shabbat service held at Nashuva, courtesy of the Miracle Project. To conclude Jewish Disability Awareness, Acceptance and Inclusion Month, JDAIM, participants from the Miracle Project co-led Shabbat services along with the Nashuva Band on March 1 at Nashuva in Brentwood. Participants included Neil Katz, who uses assistive technology to communicate his thoughts, Quinn Lohman, singer Aidan Boyer, Nashuva Rabbi Naomi Levy, Miracle Project founder Elaine Hall, Nashuva President Brett Barinholtz, and Hazan Mike Stein. Nashuva Inclusion Shabbat with Elaine Hall and the Miracle Project is always an inspiration, Rabbi Levy said. We all seek acceptance, and we all want to understand one another and treasure one another in all our sacred uniqueness. Ha Makom held a similar Inclusion Shabbat service, commemorating JDAIM, on February 23.